Accessible finance for small suppliers.
Accessible finance for small suppliers.
Accessible finance for small suppliers.
You are listening to the Accessible Finance for Small Suppliers podcast, powered by the APSA Business Day Supplier Development Awards, giving small business suppliers a place at the table.
Welcome to our special series in association with the APSA Business Day Supplier Development Awards. I am Liwa Gabazwa of the Business Day and Financial Mail. Now, the pandemic disruption to the supplier development ecosystem in Africa has increased the number of small suppliers experiencing cash flow challenges as corporates reduce demand and extend their payment terms to manage their own cash flows. With congested supply chains, corporates find it increasingly difficult to support their suppliers and keep them intact. This distress filters down through the entire value chain as many suppliers are dependent on corporates for their survival. For this edition, we are joined once again by the Chief Procurement Officer of APSA Group, that is Vusi Fele, to discuss the innovative financing mechanisms as a supplier development strategy to support and to grow small suppliers from that point forward. Vusi, greetings to you once again.
Mudiwa, greetings, and also greetings to the APSA Supply Development Business Day Development Awards audience and all those that support and champion supply development as a way to change the fortunes of the entrepreneurs involved, but more importantly, to impact the economies of our country and result in job creation, which is what we are all about.
And it looks like we're going to be having quite an interesting discussion around all of those various factors that you've just mentioned. To begin things off, access to finance is a well-known challenge for small and growing businesses. And one can just think about, you know, some of the recent events in the country. Why is this still the state of things in the country?
Mudiwa, yeah, I think we've known the fact that research after research does come up first and foremost with access to finance for especially your small, medium suppliers that are coming up in the marketplace. And I love the saying that people will say finance is not a problem. You just need to come up with an idea. But then we found more and more that once entrepreneurs comes up with an idea for a product or a service, then they scratch their heads in getting financing to move now into commercialization of their product or service, which is where then we come in as banks and also different development agencies that come up in supporting bankable ideas. So I think the first and foremost, therefore, is that small and medium suppliers or SMMEs collectively, the focus is to ensure that your product and or service is bankable, which then talks to the advent of a business plan that is bankable. That's why then there's banks like APSA, which I work for, which I'm proud to be part of. We ensure that suppliers or our customers that need financing are scrutinized to ensure that their business cases can support the lending required. More so because we are a regulated market. If you think of the early years with the financial crisis in 2008 or thereabouts, with banks and across the globe and financial institutions was busy implementing Basel II Accord, then you have to move into Basel III, which basically from focusing on counterparty or third-party risk to now having to focus on making sure what adequate liquidity and capital to support your financing operations in the main. So that then kind of puts pressure in the liquidity and increased and heightened credit risk and lending practices, which then need to be scrutinized. So then SMMEs, therefore, when you talk about the first point regarding why is it difficult for SMMEs to access finance, it's for me in summary two ways. Is one, the bankable idea. If then the idea is bankable, is ensuring that you've got a strategic partner like APSA to finance you and finance your either your short-term finance requirements or your long-term finance requirements. That's where then the issue of supply chain financing comes to the fore.
Now, given everything that you've just said, how does the switch to supply development actually change the drive to invest in supplier well-being? And, you know, in that, what do we actually mean by supplier well-being?
Omodiwa, in terms of this supplier development switch from just basic client relationship approach, we understand as part of our National Development Plan, NDP, that SMMEs play a pivotal role in any economy. And South Africa specifically is the same today, that SMMEs, well supported, can help us address the socio-economic pressures that we see today and also ensure social cohesion as job creators, but also then igniters of economies. So the switch, therefore, for supply development and to ensure that there is overall supply well-being, you need to look at the supplier or your beneficiaries in supply development programs from an end-to-end perspective and be available to them and with supporting infrastructure and mechanisms and instruments, i.e. financing, non-value support mechanisms, and then your value supporting mechanisms, talks to your loans, etc., as an end-to-end approach. So that then helps the SMMEs to grow in their growth trajectory from being just a sustenance entry point to impactful creators of jobs and globally competitive entrepreneurs. That's why then you have to look at, especially if we limit ourselves again to finance requirements for SMEs, there is a set short-term and long-term approaches. The immediate new requirement in a short-term basis for SMEs from a supply demand perspective is cash flow and access to short-term funding. And you will see then, therefore, that either an SMME will require, those that are in your manufacturing spaces require inventory financing so that they can release their working capital and turn that into cash as fast as possible. Or a short-term requirement for purchase order financing, whereby the idea is great, they landed a large contract, but they cannot sell that contract because of cash flow issues. Then you find out that you can have a sweet spot whereby as a buyer, you support that purchase order financing. And as a supplier, you have got access to delivering the services, access to short-term working capital, and therefore you're able then to deliver your commitments. But both parties have to be open about the development journey and what the support is required. It goes back to clear communications and clear collaborations. But then the third party there is also the supplier's supplier, whereby they will need other two pieces of goods from how they come to the party in ensuring that you've got an end-to-end view of the supply chain requirements.
Given what you're talking about, especially having that ability to access cash flow to meet some of the, you know, obligations that small businesses have to endure. When I then look at the other side of that coin, being the corporates themselves, what role can supplier development play in the strategic positioning of a corporate's future growth? Because I've already outlined the case for why it's important for the small businesses, but on the side of the corporates, you know, what do they have to gain? How is it important for their own strategic growth?
When corporates support supply development, or rather support SMEs, corporates exist to provide services and or goods. So therefore, you need continual supply of partners that will help you develop your products, that will help you develop your services to your own end customers. It is therefore beneficial for corporates like ourselves, APSA, and also throughout the value chain, different value chains, to have supply development as a strategic tenant in the corporate strategy. Because the same suppliers today, if I look at it from a bank perspective, the same suppliers that we develop today are also our clients when we do provide value loans or development funding. They go from being a pedestrian client, i.e. One-man band, to a significant corporate investment bank client in terms of the life cycle as they grow. And then when they begin to export their services and or goods, then you follow through in their growth. So they also provide the requisite returns to the corporate that supports them and ignites them. And in the other spaces, other sectors, the same corporates which become suppliers, if I can use a manufacturing company as an example, they also become in their personal households consumers of the same, very same goods from which they provided inputs to the final end product. So it becomes a win-win virtual cycle, right? Of a client, supplier, then client across the board. And then when they exist, when we ensure that these SMEs develop and grow, they employ people that also then will ensure that there's continuity of turnover to all parties. So that's why corporates can differentiate themselves. But even more and more today in society, sustainability is key. And having continuous customers and retention of customer strategies, not just from a marketing point of view, but also with a view of your value chain partner suppliers who also bring other partners on board. I'm saying for me, your products and or services that are developed can have continuous consumers. That's why then it becomes a deliberate strategy than just a charity or a social program.
Perhaps as we move on, you could maybe outline, I think you had sort of touched on this earlier on, especially in the realm of sustainability. Now, coming back to the side of small businesses, the issue of financing is a big issue. You did touch on it earlier. But what are some of the other key challenges when it comes to small businesses actually accessing finance? And what is your advice for those small businesses in actually seeking avenues or ways to access that financing?
Well, first and foremost, Mudiwa, is I think we did touch on the last podcast or our talk with you, that the main challenge facing a small business is credit worthiness. That if you are not financeable, you might have a great idea. However, if then you're not financeable, you're not credit worthy, it becomes a problem, it becomes a challenge. Which is why, therefore, my advice to SMEs, first and foremost, is to guard your credit worthiness and view that as an asset as well as currency, both from a short-term basis and a long-term basis. That's a key advice I'll give to help mitigate against the challenge of access to finance. Secondly, the other challenge which I believe are impacting on SMEs to develop a credit record is also the parties, as I said, we are aligned with regards to just the top level of the supply chain financing mechanisms. By us as a buyer coming with short-term financing instruments like purchase order financing, inventory financing, factoring, etc., helps to create a credit record for the beneficial SMEs. But the challenge in that space is when these products are sold to the SMEs, you find that the SME sometimes could be because of lack of understanding the corporate finance mechanisms and grow with that becomes a problem or there becomes a gap. So SMEs must surround themselves with the right advisors in their developing stages and growth stages of a business. So I think those are for me the three key things I need to learn today. But to say how then do we then mitigate and how then can SMEs participate meaningfully in accessing finance as an instrument to grow their businesses.
So that was us. We're talking to the Chief Procurement Officer at APSA, that is Vusi Fele, giving us some insight into some of the challenges that are facing small and growing businesses at the moment. And he was talking about the responsibility that corporates have to supplier development, because it can be strategic for their growth, but at the same time, it does go a long way to helping small businesses with some of the challenges that they face internally, especially when it comes to accessing their finance. And he was then giving some advice towards the end just around some of the things that small businesses can actually do to get them access to financing. And I think one of the key ones that he did mention is the fact that there needs to be credit worthiness. Mr. Fele, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mudiwa, and thank you to the rest of the team. Have a great day.
The APSA Business Day Supplier Development Awards celebrates companies using supplier development to build thriving, inclusive, and transformative supply chains. They encourage supplier development, foster sector-wide skills transfer, promote industry collaboration, and provide an annual benchmark of supplier development good practice. To join the growing network of companies that are contributing to a sustainable economy through supplier development, simply go to www.sdaawards.co.za today.